Copper Shores Community Health Foundation is proud to introduce you to Do Good Volunteer of the Month, Dave Saunders. Dave helps set up for the Meals on Wheels congregate site in Chassel every Monday and Wednesday. No matter the weather, Dave is there to make coffee and set the tables. He is a bright ray of sunshine and always has a smile on his face. Meals on Wheels so appreciates his dedication and commitment, as do the seniors that attend each week. If you know an incredible volunteer like Dave, go to DoGoodCC.org and nominate them to be recognized as the next Do Good in the Copper Country Volunteer of the Month.
Welcome back to segment two of Copper Country Today. I'm Todd Van Dyke, and of course, we're brought to you by the Copper Shores Community Health Foundation, online at coppershores.org. We are wrapping up the summer tourism season. We are heading into the fall color season. Winter is just ahead, and Platter Day is coming up, so I thought it would be a good time to check in with Brad Barnett from Visit Keweenaw, who kind of oversees the tourism and things that we like to do in our spare time stuff here in the Copper Country. Brad, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Todd, thanks so much for having me. It's always a good time to be on Copper Country Today. Hey?
Let's start with something that I know you have going on, and I want to make sure we get this in, so let's get it out of the way first. You have a survey going on asking for community feedback about some tourism issues. Tell me about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks for bringing this up. It's what we're calling a resident community survey. We really want to know what folks think and feel about the tourism industry here in the Keweenaw. We know it's an important industry here from an economic perspective, but it certainly impacts residents and their quality of life. And so we're asking folks to jump online. It literally takes 4 minutes to complete, and just give us your thoughts on, as a community member, how you're impacted by the industry.
What kind of things are you looking for from this survey? Because you're right, obviously we're all impacted by the tourist industry. If we don't work in something associated with it, we have friends who do, we have businesses that rely on it and such. What kind of points are you including in this survey?
Well, honestly, first and foremost, we haven't done anything like this as an industry, and so we really want to understand what our community thinks about the topic, the pros and the cons. We need to take a healthy look and understand how our community feels and how they're impacted, it just so that way we can better understand ways to hopefully make this work, not just for the businesses who positively capitalize on the industry, but the community as well. You know, anytime we talk about sustainable industry, and that includes tourism, right? We have to understand how these industries impact the folks here in our local communities. Because if our community members don't embrace tourism, if they're not proud of bringing visitors to the Keweenaw, then the industry's not going to work. That's part of it. So we want to make sure that, we understand what the concerns are and the benefits are for our residents. And then we can work with community partners to, hopefully address some of those issues.
Well, I've said for a long time that each and every one of us has a responsibility to the tourism industry, because each and every one of us at some point or another encounters people who are visiting here. Even at the gas station, you're pumping across from somebody who's got a Wisconsin or a Minnesota license plate on. And how we behave and how we react toward those people says a lot about whether they're going to come back again.
Absolutely. The experiences you have, I mean, it's just not the hotel, it's just not the Quincy Mine, it's just not the A.E. Stevens Museum or, out on the trail, right? When a person visits a community, every interaction is part of that experience. And all it takes is one bad experience with someone who maybe had a rough day and, was a little upset because traffic was a little heavier than it normally would be. And that person may leave thinking, this is a place that's very welcoming, and I might not come back again. So, we just really want to understand, again, what those interactions are like, where our community is coming from, where are those blind spots that we have as an industry, and then, in order to address anything that's complex, it takes a group of people, it takes a community to actually go out there to address these complex challenges, and so we need to kind of get some guidance from the community where we can improve.
Yeah, well, and on the flip side, I can't tell you how many times over the years I've encountered guests to our area, and they have questions about things. And, boy, if I can smile and give them an answer or direct them to some place that they can get an answer to that, they go home saying, gee, what a nice, friendly bunch of folks I met, as opposed to, gee, those folks are pretty surly over there. I'll find someplace else to go.
Absolutely. And, we've all traveled, and I can think back to some experiences, our first trip to New York City, right? As a college student, I went up there, and you know what? You're a little intimidated by a big community, and you know what? I found so many helpful people that would just say, they saw the, you know, the big eyes, our stare, and could realize immediately that we were lost, and they went out of their way to help us make sure that we got where we needed to go. And those type of experiences are impactful. I'm still talking about it 20 years later, and those are the type of experiences that we hope that our visitors have here in the Keweenaw, where the community welcomes them in. You know, you see someone, you give them some great advice, you take pride in the fact that people are coming from across the country to come visit a place like the Keweenaw, and then, you know, and then they leave all the happier for it. But, you know, if there are some pain points that we can address, you know, and every industry has them, you know, we got to ask the questions, right? We can't turn a blind eye to them. Otherwise, you know, they can, you know, come up and bite you later.
Well, and it has to be tough to ascertain these points. I mean, even from the point of the businesses that deal with tourists here in the Copper Country, there are so many of them, and many of them are so small, they don't have a lot of time to talk with you guys and fill out surveys and things of that nature. It has to be tough to ascertain data about the tourism industry here in the Copper Country so that we can use that to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, businesses, I mean, they're all short-staffed these days, you know, and that's the challenge. I talk to the folks who work in the tourism and hospitality industry, and, you know, all of them are getting their hands dirty. I mean, they're all out there, you know, they're flipping beds, they're cleaning, washing dishes, you know, they're, you know, just because they don't have the staff available like they have had in the past. And so it's becoming really challenging. And so even just taking 2, 3, 4 minutes to, you know, do a survey, get that feedback to us, and, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? We're looking to hear it. And so it's, you know, if you're a community member and you know, I'll just throw this out there. We have some, you know, an opportunity for you to win $100 in Keweenaw cash, right? So even if you could care less about the tourism industry, we still want to hear from you. And, you know, so we have 3 gift certificates to get away, each $100 value. You know, just tell us what you think, because, you know, hey, even if you don't have a whole lot to say, that's still important for us too. And we value your opinion.
Moreover, if you don't weigh in and you do have something that you have a gripe about, then you have nobody to blame but yourself, because this is your opportunity. So
yeah, absolutely. and we do. I mean, once we get the survey, it's wrapped up, we're going to share it, right? We'll put together a community report. You know, we're going to let people know what people said. You know, at the end of the day, I'm hoping everyone comes back and says, we love tourism. You know, we're excited to have it. We, you know, there's nothing wrong, you know, but we know we live in a world where there's always going to be some challenges and always room for improvement. So, that's, you know, we're looking forward to hearing, and then bringing it back, not just to our organization, but let our community leaders know what folks think as well.
You mentioned it's online, Brad. Where is it?
Yep. So the best, easiest way to do it is just go to, you know, our Facebook page. It's a long URL. So just head on over to Facebook, go on our page, and you'll see the opportunity to take the survey there. It's just maybe 10 questions, unless you really want to go in depth, give us a full detailed response. But it's a short survey and a great opportunity to kind of start this community conversation.
So access it at the Visit Keweenaw Facebook page. Let's talk about the summer that is just ending at this point. I know it may be a little early to see what your reaction is, but what are the kind of the early results that you've gotten from people who are in the tourist business? Did we have a good summer, a fair summer, a bad summer?
Yeah, we had a good summer. We had a good summer. We, you know, we have a lot of data points that we keep an eye on, and we certainly haven't wrapped that up with a neat bow. So we're still waiting for the final results to come in. But by and large, we had a good summer. Very comparable, maybe a little bit more in terms of visitation than last summer, in terms of overnight stays. So, you know, June started off strong. It seemed like the tourism season got going a little earlier this year. July was a strong month. Things tended to revert back to the norm in August. And so far, September has been good as well.
Where do these people mostly come from?
Oh, great question. So we draw really from across the Midwest. And shockingly, we've had more visitors from international countries as well. So we've had, you know, just stopping at our little visitors bureau here in Calumet, we've had folks from Belgium, from London. It's been a very interesting year as people from across the world, you know, become more comfortable with travel, getting, you know, getting through the COVID pandemic and getting through some of the challenges of international air travel this year. So, but to more directly answer your question, most of our visitors come from the Midwest. About half of them come from downstate or the broader Upper Peninsula. We have a fair number of people who are just coming from Marquette or coming from the Sioux and they're staying a couple of days here. Now, the other half predominantly are coming from places like northern Wisconsin, Minneapolis, Duluth, and we do get, you know, we're estimating around 5% come from the Chicago market.
Okay, because, well, what defines a tourist? I mean, if a tourist is somebody who comes from Marquette, I live in Lawrence. I'm midway between the Keweenaw and Marquette. I don't know that if I go to Marquette, I consider myself a tourist. What defines that?
Well, that's a great question because it all depends on who you talk to, right? And so oftentimes when we have, going back to the survey for a second, when we talk about tourist, what do we mean? You know, is it the person who comes from 10 hours away and they've never been here before, but they spend the night? You know, is it a day visitor? Is it someone who comes in, you know, maybe they're a seasonal, they come in here every year and they stay for 2-3 weeks, maybe in 5 months? What is the definition of a visitor? For us, when we talk about people who come from outside the area and they stay overnight, right? So that could be at a campground, that could be at a short-term rental. That's how we sort of define a visitor, someone who spends the night that does not live or reside within Houghton and Keweenaw County. So, you know, that's how we have, you know, we have to define something that's measurable. And so that's kind of where we draw the line. And so a lot of times we talk about visitors, these are people who are coming from just a few hours away, but they're coming to recreate. You know, they're coming to stay at a campground, they're coming to stay at a hotel, they're hitting our trails, they're visiting our restaurants. A lot of these people, you know, aren't from Chicago. A lot of them are coming from, you know, from not too far away from us. So these are, you know, people maybe we have a good relationship with and, you know, but they don't stand out, right? You don't look at them and say, oh, wow, that they're walking around with a fanny pack and a Disneyland t-shirt on. That's a visitor, right? No, we're talking about people who come here who, you know, are very familiar with the Keweenaw and the Upper Peninsula. Perhaps they're even residents of the Upper Peninsula. And so, you know, they don't stand out as much as, you know, say someone who's coming from, oh, I don't know, from London. So, yeah.
Yeah, and money from Escanaba is as good as money from St. Paul, right?
Yeah, I mean, last time I checked, it spends the same way. You know, so, you know, we certainly don't discriminate about where people are coming from when they visit the Keweenaw. And that's the beauty of the tourism industry is sometimes you're talking from someone who, again, is from on the other side of the globe. Other times there are people who have a long history of visiting this place. They're all visitors. They all come here. They all contribute to our local economy. You know, it's a joy to have the opportunity to introduce these folks to our area.
Maybe I already know the answer to this question, but what are the big attractions? What are really pulling people in?
You know, the crazy thing is that, I mean, it may not shock you, but Todd, but it's, you know, it is the beauty of the outdoors. You know, it's about Lake Superior. It's about the Keweenaw's wilderness. It's about our heritage, right? So many people come up here because they feel like, you know, they're aware of the history of the area and the copper mine. They want to come up and experience it. What we've noticed maybe this summer more than any other summer is the folks who are coming up here because they want to see the Northern Lights. They want to see the dark skies. They want to come out here and, you know, there is something that's just captivating about that. And the Keweenaw more and more and more is becoming well known for an opportunity. We just had that experience a few nights ago to where the Northern Lights came out and put on a spectacular display. And people want to come up here and they want to experience that.
And that dark skies thing has become such an attraction for people who live downstate who never get to see the full effect of the Milky Way and all of those wonderful stars at night. It's one of the things that I talk with my downstate friends about. You've got to come up here. You've got to make plans to be out late at night on a clear night and just look up.
Yes, and that's it. Yeah, you just have to look up. And, you know, sometimes we get cloudy skies and you don't get the full effect. And, you know, that could be disappointing if you drove 10 hours to do that. But I can tell you, if you spend, you know, 3 or 4 days up here, you're pretty much guaranteed to at least get a great dark sky experience, because it you just can't understand it until you see it, until you experience it yourself. But you know, if you're hanging out at McLean State Park at night and you look up and it's you know, cloudless night, it's a beauty to behold, even if the northern lights do not come out. So yeah, we're excited to share it, and honestly, people who have that experience, they come away and they share it with their friends, and it's you know, it's something we're really proud of up here.
Talking with Brad Barnett from Visit Keweenaw, as we now head into fall, I've done a little bit of traveling over the last week or two, and seeing the colors start to come out, my own judgment, having seen a little bit of it, is that it's going to be really good this year. I'm seeing a lot of reds and oranges, as opposed to some of those years where we just see the golds. I'm thinking a dramatic color season coming up. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing and seeing the exact same thing, Todd. You know, it's everyone always tries to, you know, make their prediction, you know, in early September or late August on what the color season's going to look like. Driving up and down the Keweenaw on US 41 and M26, I'm telling you, there are a lot of vibrant reds that are out there this year, and really impressive. I mean, we're starting to see, you know, some of the, you know, the colors really pop in Houghton. You know, we send our team up to Copper Harbor pretty regularly, and they're sending pictures back. And, you know, when is peak going to be? We're thinking it's probably going to be that sort of first week of October is where it's looking like it's really going to hit full saturation point. But yeah, some of the prognosticators, you know, who said, oh, this might be sort of a brown or tame season, I think they're wrong. I think it's going to be a beautiful season this year.
Yeah, from what I've seen, it's looking positive. Of course, that can change. One of the things that has always interested me about the color season here is that it's longer than it is in other places. And I think it's because of our various microclimates. The trees change at different times near the lake as opposed to the higher elevations in Keweenaw County, as opposed to down in the southern portions of Houghton County. You can look at good color here longer than you can pretty much any place else I've ever lived.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's neat, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I really do think it's God bless Mother Superior. I think she is the one that sort of dictates a lot of what happens here, and sort of the lag between mainland and coast and as we head north. So you're right. And we try to share that with a lot of our visitors. Like, listen, you know what? It's kind of strange, but Copper Harbor usually peaks a little bit later than down south. And so, you know, if you do miss fall color season, or you get on, you know, as it, you know, kind of latent down in Houghton, you can just travel north by 40 minutes and you're going to get to see something really special. And what I love about the Keweenaw Peninsula, and yeah, I think what makes it a very unique spot to come, is we have so many ways to experience fall color. You know, we've got boat rides along the Keweenaw Waterway now. We have the chairlift tours, of course, on the weekends with Mont Ripley, which is a great way to go out and see it. And beginning last year and rolling into this year, you can jump up into the Our Royal Seaplane Services often, week, like tours on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. So you can get up in the sky and really see this stuff. So there are a lot of great ways, in addition to, of course, bikes and your own 2 feet. So there's a lot of great ways to go out and experience fall color from a different angle, a different perspective. And it's just I'm at a great time of year to come up here.
How big a draw is it? Because most people who visit the Keweenaw get some fall color where they live too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is quite a draw. And that's the thing. I mean, so I think a lot of people think, okay, the busiest time of year, you know, for the visitor season, you know, is either sometime in winter or it's sometime during the summer. And certainly, I mean, a lot of people come up during those times, but fall color season is actually probably our busiest time of year. Like, it's where, you know, we get, and again, it's just because people can just take a quick look at the weather. They can see what the weekend forecast is at. They see where we're peaking, and then they come up here. So it is quite the draw. And let's be honest, Todd, it's a great time of year just to get outside. So you're not worried about those mosquitoes. You're probably not going to get sunburned. You can throw on your flannel, go out and enjoy it. And you know, it's just a magical time of year to come up here and explore the outdoors.
Speaking of flannel, we have Platter Day coming up. It is coming up on, the 6th of October. It's a Friday. And this has been a holiday that I think was created by my friend Bugsy Sailor. Yes. Little mind melt there. Yeah, Bugsy put this together a number of years ago, and it's dedicated to those of us who enjoy wearing plaid. I have celebrated it on the air on the morning show on KBAR 102 for years, and all of a sudden now it seems to be catching on. We have a couple of events coming up. One in particular is going to be on Platter Day. We're going to try to set a world record. Tell me what's planned.
Dang, yeah, this is exciting. This is a really, really fun event. Platter Day has been going on for, you know, a while now. Thanks, Bugsy, for kicking that one off. But what we are trying to do here at Visit Keweenaw in partnership with the City of Houghton and the Houghton School Systems is break a Guinness Book of World Record for the most people wearing flannel in a picture. So there is a community in Ontario that currently owns the record. The record's 1,352, I believe. So we are shooting for 1,360 just to feel safe. We're looking to gather folks together on October 6th at 12:45 p.m. at the Houghton High School football field. Put on your plaids, go out there, get in a picture, rain or shine, help us make memories for lifetimes and break a world record. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Because those people in Ontario, they are posers when it comes to plaid. They don't got anything on us, right?
Yeah, it kind of makes me sick that some Canadian community out there has the record for this. I mean, we really need to bring this back to the UP. We need to take ownership of it. You know, we take pride in our flannels, so there's a cultural connection here that we need to take some ownership of. And honestly, it's just going to be a fun time. So we're just excited to bring the community together.
Why not?
And just embrace it. I mean, that's the best part about it. And we have a little incentive. What we're hoping to do, right, is come out there. We're going to have, t-shirts. We're going to do some giveaways and stuff while we're there, right? So, come on out, just be part of the community. Again, rain or shine, we're going to be doing some giveaways and things like that just to make it fun. And then, at the end of the day, you're going to be able to look back and say, hey, I was part of something pretty special.
Now, Guinness sometimes has some conditions that apply to these things. Are there any conditions here as to what type of plaid you need to wear, what type of clothing you need to wear, plaid shirts, plaid pants, do plaid socks count? Is there anything we need to be aware of in that regard?
So we're trying to play it safe, and we have reached out to Guinness, and there's an application process that you go through, and there is going to be a certification process to go through. So there are a couple of things that we are aware of. One, animals do not count. We've gotten that question several times. Yeah, we love our Fidos, we love our felines, but that does not count towards the record. The other thing is you got to wear plaid. It's got to be a shirt, right? I mean, you can do more than that, right? You can have plaid pants and socks and shoes and caps, right? But we need you to have something that's on your upper body. It needs to be a shirt. So that way we can be very specific about how many, what counts and what doesn't count. So if we can check those boxes, then we feel pretty safe that we're going to be able to qualify. And then at the end of the day, we'll have the proof of the picture, and then away we go.
So again, that's coming up on Platter Day, which is Friday, October 6th. And we have details about that posted on our QNRReport.com community calendar. And I'll mention quickly, because I just got news about this morning, Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly is also doing a Platter Day fundraiser. It'll be that Friday evening, and we'll get details about that posted up on our calendar and have information about that on the air coming up as well. Real quickly, just a couple minutes left here, Brad, as we head toward winter. Any prognostications for the winter tourist season?
It's all about snow, as we all know. It's all about the weather. I don't want to think about snow yet, Todd, but it's coming. We still got some months of fall, but here's one thing I'm excited to share, right? We are very optimistic that the snowmobile trail between Hancock and Lake Linden will open this winter. So we're excited. We're excited to see that happen. I mean, the DNR, they have their plates full. They've got a lot of work to do, but they've given us some very positive feedback to suggest that trail will open back up. So, once the snow flies, we're really thankful that that will be another route for our snowmobile and sledding community. And then again, if Mother Nature provides us snow, we know people are going to come up here. So we've got our fingers crossed that it'll be a great ski season and a great opportunity to get out and enjoy it.
And we'll hope that Heikki Lunta blesses us with just the right amount of snow and keeps any snow from falling south of US 2.
Absolutely right. Keep it all up this way. No one else needs it. They can come up here and enjoy it.
Yeah, because if we got it and they don't, they got to come to us. And fall colors coming up. Do you have some information about fall color on the Visit Keweenaw website?
Absolutely. We're doing regular updates. Visit us on the website, visit us on social media, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or even TikTok these days, and just come on and check it out. But the key is that the fall colors are here. It looks like we've got some glorious weather that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So listen, just enjoy it while it's here.
And I would suggest that I think we all have our favorite route that we go out to look at the fall color. Maybe this becomes the year that you try something new or go someplace different and see color from a little bit of a different perspective instead of the routes that we normally take. Do you have some suggested routes?
Yeah, so I think that, thanks for bringing that up, because I think we all sort of have this idea we're going to head up to Brockway, we're going to US 41, go up to Brockway Mountain Drive, enjoy the views, come back down, maybe we do M26, all that good fun stuff. Let's, you know, I challenge our, you know, the folks who are listening to this podcast and on the radio, like, hey, go out there and try something new. I'll tell you, one of my favorite experiences is to head to the Sturgeon River Gorge Wilderness area. There's spectacular views down there. Silver Mountain is beautiful. I mean, the falls there are gorgeous this time of year. Go check that out. Hit Canyon Falls. Go 45 minutes south of here. That's a beautiful sight in the fall. You know, go along out to Gay. I mean, that's a beautiful route. South Shore Drive is spectacular. And hey, if you didn't know, there's a great hike right at Mount Bohemia. It's called the Cliff View Trail. So for those of you who really miss Bear Bluff because you can't get out there these days, right, it's a great alternative to go check out. Just go to the Big Yurt at Mount Bohemia, and they'll give you directions. It's great views of Lake Superior. Great, you know, on the bluffs. It's spectacular. Go check that out.
Brad Barnett from Visit Keweenaw, thank you again for your time on Copper Country today. Best wishes as you continue to work with tourism here in the Copper Country.
Hey, thanks for having me, Todd. It's the fastest 26 minutes of my life.